17 to 11, Matt Porter's with me, our gadget man from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield. Clutching a camera this week, sir.
Yes, actually this week I'm talking about two cameras because I had them sent to me at the same time.
Yep.
The first one is a GoPro Hero 3 Plus Black Edition.
Now these are, we're not talking about your normal cameras here, these are these video cameras.
Yep.
That you can bolt onto your bike, to your car, to your helmet, to anything.
Yes.
And you know, it's kind of live action stuff, isn't
That's
it?
Right. These are stuff. In fact, it's recording now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, that's okay. I've told you now. Basically, they're action cams, yeah. So the idea is they're resilient cameras which you can bolt to whatever you like, really, if you're going to do something active. The cameras generally come with a waterproof case. So you see there, this GoPro has a waterproof case, completely waterproof. And in fact, I took it to Felixstowe at the weekend and went swimming in the sea with my children. And I have lots of footage of it being splashed. I also had it on my car. I mounted it to the front of my car. And again, you know, you can drive through anything because it's waterproof and shockproof. And the quality of the video is exceptional.
Oh, so you had it bolted to the outside of
the
car?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
I was able to. It's very modular, in as much as you have all these different attachments, so you can have them at all different angles and whatever you... there's also helmet attachments as well that you can get.
I've seen people on coasters with those.
Yes. You were telling me before, weren't you?
Roller coasters.
They wear them.
Yeah.
And then they can film that roller coaster ride and then put it on the web and people can then see what to expect. Yeah.
Well, that for me was just a godsend when I was away on holiday because I don't like coasters.
Mm.
So actually you can now go online and you can punch in whichever one it is and you can actually see the ride and what it's like and then you can make your own mind up as to whether you want to go on it or
That's
not.
That's right. What they have is wide angle. Okay, so they've got very wide-angle lenses on them. You can change the angle of the... You can alter that, so you can have it normal or wide or super wide. The GoPro will record up to 4K, which is if you were to take four high-definition televisions and put them all in a square, that's 4K. That's the resolution, ultra-high definition. Although it's at a lower frame rate, so it's a bit... more juddery than normal video, but it will record up to 120 frames per second, so you can get some great slow motion shots if you're splashing around or whatever you're doing. This particular one, you can connect to it using a mobile phone, so I can preview the footage there.
So it's actually, he's just passed me his mobile phone and I can see now what it's recording, and it's recording in wide angle, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're
That's
waving
right.
at it. I can see that on the phone now.
Yeah.
And thanks ever so much. You've got my good side.
Yeah. I thought I would. Well, both sides are good, aren't they?
No.
So it comes with, so you can connect it to your mobile phone, so you can control it using that. It also has its own remote control that you can connect to it as well, and so you can hold that in your pocket, or it's on like a keychain, you can control it that way. So this particular one is the top of the range, £359.99, plus £20 for the handlebar mount. Really good. I've got no complaints about it. I thought it was fantastic.
So would this be... Could you use this, say, for family holidays and in the way that you would use the old camcorder type thing?
Yes,
or not?
Definitely. In fact, it's much better than that because it will do 12 megapixel stills. So it'll take very, very high quality video and stills. It's a great... It's an action camera. It's not a we talked about cameras before. It's not a replacement for your SLR or anything like that, but it is very good. You find that TV companies use them as well all the time. So that was the GoPro. I had another one which I don't have with me today because I had to go back, which was the Sony HDR-AS30V. They have lovely names, these things. That is an action cam as well. That is 16.8 megapixel steady shot. That came with a helmet mount, so I actually recorded that cycling with that on my bike helmet, with that attached to the bike itself. It has GPS, so actually it records all the GPS information, so when you import that into the software, it will actually show you a little map of where you are and your speed and average speed and all of those sort of things. That was very good. It records up to 120 frames per second, up to 1080. It doesn't go any higher than that. The Sony was a very, very good device, but it steamed up. Oh, so good. I would put it on, so I had the electric bike. I cycled home from Waldringfield to Ipswich, half an hour ride, got back, plugged it in, and within about 10 minutes of me getting on that bike, it started fogging up. And it did it all the time. Did a search on the web, and it's a known problem. If you've got any kind of moisture of any sort inside that case, when you put it together, the camera heats up and it fogs up the inside of the case. If you leave it out in the sun, which is what I did the third couple of times, it won't do it because there's no moisture in there. It didn't happen with the GoPro, and they do provide you with strips as well to put them in the bottom of the camera. So they were both very good cameras.
Yeah. And how much was the Sony one?
The Sony is $199,
okay,
which is much cheaper. It is very good as well. The quality's exceptional for the video and for the stills. Mm. Again, it comes with a waterproof case, completely waterproof as well. And I did try both of them out. Okay. Obviously, I went in the sea with the GoPro.
So if you're going on a family holiday, you do a bit of canoeing,
yeah,
or a bit of surfing or something, yeah, like that with the kids, a bit of belly boarding.
I've got loads of footage. I've got, yeah, loads of footage of me going on bike rides.
Yeah.
I've got footage of me driving, yeah, with it attached to the car. And I've got footage of me going in the sea. And I've got footage of the Roomba going around the kitchen. I put it on top of...
The iRobot vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, so that was a bit of fun, really. But yeah, they're great little devices. Very, very popular at the moment for people, yeah, that like going out cycling.
So if you ever get invited around to Matt's and Mrs. Matt's for dinner and they say, would you like to see some of our holiday films?
Yeah.
I would say no if I was you, because there's going to be thousands of them.
Underwater shots in Felixstowe weren't particularly exciting either, because it was very just brown. But yeah, it was good. It was really good fun, and amazing good fun, actually. Yeah. Having been able to record splashing around in the sea is something else, really.
And so they will, you know, you can download those and keep them forever. So that is the new kind of cine film.
That's right. Yes, it is indeed.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Shall I stop recording now?
Yes, please. That would be very good.
All right, then.
Excellent. Where am I going to end up?
You will end up on thegadgetman.org.uk.
Okay. So,
assuming you agree to it, the release.
Oh, that's fine. I'll sign the release. Thegadgetman.org.uk. Okay. So if you want to find out more about Matt's reviews of these two cameras and the iRobot vacuum cleaner last week and the e-bikes and various, yeah, different things, they're all on there. Thegadgetman.org.uk. Thegadgetman.org.uk. And you can find a list of Matt's reviews on there. And
I have another electric bike that I'm picking up today.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so that should be fun.
Fantastic stuff. Let's hope you have the weather for it.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Good to see you. Matt Porter with us from Matt Porter Web Design in Waldringfield, our gadget man, and he will be back on the show at the same time next week. And thegadgetman.org.uk to read his reviews of the various gadgets each week.
BBC Radio Suffolk.